The assembly devotees. All glories to the assembly devotees. All glory to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay, so we're reading from 12th Canto, 12:12-54. My good friend Keshava will 54 and 55, thank you. And my good friend Keshava will recite the Sanskrit and the word for word, and I'll do the English.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Avishmiti Krishna Padaravindayo. Shinotya Bhadrani Chasyam Tanoti. Satvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim. Jnanam Chavigyana Viraga Yuktam. Avishmiti Krishna Padara Vindayo. Shinotya Bhadrani Chasham Tanoti. Satvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim. Jnanam Chavigyana Viraga Yuktam. Avishmiti Krishna Padara Vindayo. Shinotya Bhadrani Chasham Tanoti. Satvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim. Jnanam Chavigyana Viraga Yuktam.
Please chant.
Shrimati Krishna Padarindayo.
Shinotya Bhadrani Cha Shantanoti.
Sattvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim. Krishna Padara Vindayo Shinotya Bhadrani Cha Shantanoti Sattvasya Shuddhim Paramatma Bhaktim Jnanam Cha Vijnanam Viraga Yuktam.
Can you speak word for word, please?
Okay.
Word for word, please.
Avishmiti.
Remembrance.
Krishna Padaravindayo. Of Lord Krishna's lotus feet. Shinoti, destroys. Abhadrani, everything inauspicious. Cha, and. Sham, good fortune. Tanoti, expands. Satvasya, of the heart. Shuddhim, the purification. Paramatma, for the Supreme Soul. Bhaktim, devotion. Jnanam, knowledge. Cha, and. Vijnana, with direct realization. Viraga, and detachment. Yuktam, endowed.
Keshava Prabhu, can you just recite the Sanskrit on 54?
54, okay. Oh,
55.
12, 54. You got 55.
You
got 54 and 55, you know?
Yeah.
So, should we do 55 now?
You did 55.
Okay.
Let's go back to 54. Back.
Okay, let's see. It's not right. Okay, this is 55.
Obeisances to all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, all the poor compassion for the fallen conditioned souls. Okay, so we'll start with the translation from 12:12:54. The great endeavor one undergoes in executing the ordinary social and religious duties of the Varnashram system in performing austerities and in hearing from the Vedas culminates only in the achievement of mundane fame and opulence. But by respecting and attentively hearing the recitation of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune, one can remember his lotus feet. 55. Translation. Remembrance of Lord Krishna's lotus feet destroys everything inauspicious and awards the greatest good fortune. It purifies the heart and bestows devotion for the supreme soul, along with knowledge enriched with realization and renunciation. Okay, text number 54. I did some research on the Varnashram system, and first of all, when we're what we do is we're repeating what the acharyas say, but quite often we don't understand. And in this room conversation Prabhupada had with Satsarup Maharaj and some more of his disciples, they were discussing the Varnashram system. And it seemed like Prabhupada was saying something contradictory to what Lord Chaitanya said. So Lord Chaitanya said, chant Hare Krishna. Chant Hare Krishna. This will deliver us. But also, Srila Prabhupada said, it is very rare that we can find someone who can chant purely. This is very rare. To be a Vaishnava is a very rare thing, a very rare endeavor. So we should keep that in mind in terms of how we approach our chanting and our duties as disciples of our spiritual masters and Srila Prabhupada. The Varnashram system originates from the laws of Manu Smriti. Now, I remember having a conversation with my Bhakti Tirtha Swami, my beloved spiritual master, and we were driving, we were going to a program, and so I had a new Buick at the time, so we were taking Maharaj to some program. So anyway, one of the devotees got in the car and he said, Yamaraj, these are leather seats. So I was like taken aback a little bit because I was sort of proud of this dumb car, you know. But I was using it for Christian service. But anyway, so Maharaj, Bhakti Tirtha Swami sort of checked him a bit. He says, in this age, if we follow all the laws of Manu, we just can't do it. This age is, we just can't do it. But we have to wrap our brain around what the acharyas want us to do. And it's not easy because we're used to I know Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that we're used to mundane logic. Is either this or that. And we can get, and then if our acharya said something, then we misinterpret what he says, and then next thing you know it, somebody say, Prabhupada said this, Prabhupada said that. But in terms of the Varnashram system, Prabhupada said that we were to train devotees in Krishna consciousness. And so he said that, this is a conversation Satsarupa Maharaj said. So he said, Vanashram is not required. Prabhupada's comment, not required. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied. Quote from Chaitanya Prabhu. I'm not a Brahmana. I'm not a Kshatriya. I'm not this. I am not this. He rejected. But in Bhagavad Gita 4:13, so we are Krishna, preaching Krishna consciousness. It must be done. So it seems a little contradictory in trying to wrap our brain around that. But according to my understanding, I studied this a bit last night, that the Varnashram system, we have to come to that platform to become spiritual people and to even practice becoming a Vaishnava. And Prabhupada said it is very, very difficult. But we have the mercy of Prabhupada. And so due to his mercy, then we can come to that platform. But we have to make the endeavor. Just like one Prabhu was saying yesterday when in one of his offerings. We have to take advantage, come to these temples, chant, come as much as possible to these programs, and raise ourselves up to the Varnashram Dharma. Then, in association with devotees, very important, association with devotees, then we can get to the platform of at least endeavoring for pure chanting. And it's not easy. It can be easy and it can be difficult. But with association of senior devotees and our own endeavors, and we have to make this a mindset every day that I want to chant purely. But also, Prabhupada says that in this age, we have to follow our prescribed duty. So our prescribed duty is as being a householder, Kshatriya, Vaishya. And it says in the Bhagavad Gita, we can achieve perfection just by following our prescribed duties and chanting Hare Krishna. It's not really all that difficult. And that's the reason why it's sort of contradictory in trying to understand this verse here. But, Srimad Bhagavatam 12:12:55. Remembrance of Lord Krishna's lotus feet destroys everything inauspicious and awards the greatest good fortune. It purifies the heart, bestows devotion for the supreme soul, along with knowledge enriched with realization and renunciation. This is a beautiful translation. And I'm quite sure all the devotees can attest to how their heart is becoming purified. And I know my beloved spiritual master, he told us, he said, we are to take an inventory every day to ask ourselves, am I really making spiritual advancement? And spiritual advancement is having a taste for hearing, chanting, remembering, studying the scriptures, and in addition to that, taking care of our responsibilities as householders, vices, farmers. We can reach perfection due to Prabhupada's mercy. We can reach perfection. And perfection at the end of the day is loving Krishna. Like in my own life, sometimes I'm loving Krishna, and then my mind kicks in, and I'm wrapping my brain around a lot of other stuff. But the more we chant, the more our heart will become purified. Loving Krishna is easy if we associate with devotees and we study the scriptures, Bhagavad Gita, the opulence of the absolute. Very, very beautiful chapter. And whatever our relationship is with Krishna, whether it's a friend or a servant or one at the highest levels, we should remember Krishna always. And it can be easy. And one thing to do is, this is what I'm trying to do, is to see Krishna in everyone, not only in devotees. Because if we see Krishna in everyone, then Krishna is there in everyone anyway. Even in some of the most, or some abominable person, Krishna is there. And this society, this is why Prabhupada wanted us to become Krishna conscious, so we can preach to these people. Like Mother Rakatmaka was saying today, she was reading about the nuclear bomb and all this kind of stuff here. This, sadly, probably will take place. This is a Prabhupada said in a room conversation, and he said that the more we distribute his literatures, the more these people become, the more the demons become agitated. And I see that. I try to distribute as many literatures as I can of Srila Prabhupada. Everybody I run into, I try to get it to them. And this will save these people. Because if we had some big calamity, Krishna is going to save his devotees. You believe that. We read the pastimes in the Christian book about Krishna holding up Govardhan Hill and the devotees are taking shelter. So we take shelter of Krishna. So that's all we have. But we have the responsibility to give it to other people. Distribute books, take care of the deities, go on these Rath Yatras, and become Krishna conscious. And even if we have situations whereas it's not so favorable in terms of relationships are difficult sometimes. When you're trying to get away from this, we have to keep in mind, since time immemorial, we've been away from Krishna. So then in this lifetime, because of Srila Prabhupada, we're introduced to something that's foreign to us. And so if we follow this process and love our spiritual master and our fellow human beings, and Prabhupada is teaching us how to love, not just some sentimental stuff. Prabhupada is teaching us how to become Krishna conscious ourselves, and then we can purify our hearts and give it to other people. And if a person comes in, like, this is sort of an anniversary for me. I came to Krishna consciousness really actually on Jamashtami some years back. I walked into a temple and the devotee said, come back, we're going to have a big party. So come back. Come back. We're going to be partying to 12 midnight. So at that time I was all ready for parties. I came back. But about 2 years before that, Mataji approached me with a Bhagavad Gita. And that book stayed in my house for years. I didn't even touch it. It was just there. But these books, they emanate spiritual energy. And then I would see the devotees. I would be sitting with some of my buddies in restaurants downtown Chicago. And I would see the devotees come by doing Harinam. And little did I know that that energy that they was putting out affected my consciousness on subtle levels. So later on, I'm just walking in on Jamashtami. Now, you know, what's the odds of that? You know, somebody just walking in the temple on Jamashtami, you know. So this is how we can give it to other people. We don't want to become salvationists and just trying to save ourselves. Because becoming a servant, we're not worried about what's going to happen to us. Why should we worry? Because Krishna has our back. We don't have to worry. All we have to do is just be like Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, I am your puppet, Krishna, and do what Krishna wants you to do. And a lot of us, a lot of the newer generation of devotees, a lot of them are much, much, much more advanced than we are. I can see that. And they're going to take this movement into, they have the responsibility to take this movement into the next 100 years, 200 years. And it will be difficult. It will be difficult. Not for the devotees, but for humanity. Because as we see, the society is becoming much more and more degraded. And these people, they want to play the body game. They want to pit one person against the other person. Because I'm from America, I'm from China, I'm from this, I'm from that. All of these are designations. Prabhupada said, these are all designations. Everything belongs to Krishna. All of these, even these name of these countries, it's really not significant. People get caught up in this nationalism kind of paradigm. We got to vote for this person. The Chinese did this, or the Russians did this. And this and that. It's not, and this was Gandhi. He Prabhupada said that Gandhi was a nationalist. That's what he said. So that was the failure of his movement. We are not this body, these countries are Krishna's countries. This is Krishna's country. When we come to that platform, and it's even if we're not there, we can pretend that we're there until we get there. And we can get there because Prabhupada promised us. So it's very important that we just take advantage of our spiritual master's instruction. And following the Vajra Ashram system, and like Prabhupada said, getting to the point where we can become devotees, we have to get a taste, cut out some of the this media. The media is really contaminating. I myself will read some headlines, because in order to preach, sometimes you have to understand what's going on in the world. So, but in terms of the media use, television and things like that, movies and stuff like that, if we're still on that platform, then we have to, we're going to suffer. I was listening to the, was it the fifth canto, Srimad Bhagavatam, and they were saying that for some people, they have to suffer. You can't force Krishna consciousness on them. They have to suffer until they get to a point where they are looking for some solace. And this is where I was. I was looking for, at the time when I was going to the temple in, when I went to the temple in Jamasami, I was really suffering. I was suffering because I was trying to find some answer. I studied all these different Tibetan Buddhism and this and that. And I'm talking about really intense study. I used to do like 5 hours a day study these, Tibetan Buddhism and things like this, you know. And I was looking for some solace. But the ultimate solace is taking shelter of Krishna. It purifies the heart and bestows devotion for the Supreme Soul, along with knowledge enriched with realization and renunciation. Okay, so I'm going to read the first 12:54. The great endeavor one undergoes in executing the ordinary social and religious duties of the Vajra Ashram system, in performing austerities and in hearing from the Vedas, culminates only in the achievement of mundane fame and opulence. But by respecting and attentively hearing the recitation of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Lord, the husband of the gods of fortune, one can remember his lotus feet. Okay, so I'll stop there. Is there any corrections, comments, or... Yes, heart of a problem.
The translation of the second verse says that if we can remember the lotus feet of the Lord, then inauspicious thing will go away, I just read, and then auspicious, good fortune will come. So give us little tips how to remember the lotus feet.
Okay, thank you for that question. Learning to remember the lotus feet of the Lord, loving Krishna, we have to not think that everything that's happening to us, it has to be a feel good kind of thing. I feel good because this is happening. I just got a big inheritance from my some relatives or whatever. I'm learning how to chant better slokas and things like that. But there's going to be a time when things are not going to be going so favorable. And are we going to, okay, this is not working, so I better go on to something else. So, and in relationships, people who have families, you understand this, that some days the kids are, things are going well, and some days it's not going well. But we still love our children. So this is the meaning of love. So take for example, we look in our scriptures like Mark and Dave Prabhu. I mean, you know, this great devotee. You know, he went through so many austerities, and Krishna all of a sudden Krishna comes and sucks his toe. You know, so the thing is that love is not it's like Prabhupada said, let me be your puppet, Krishna. And that's love, regardless of good or bad. Just be the puppet of Krishna.
My question is how to remember.
How to remember?
Not about love. I'm talking about how to. The verse says,
by remembering the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, one will destroy the inauspicious things and will get good fortune.
Good question. Love, you have to have love in order to, this movement is not based on just business relationship. I do this, you do that. I do this, you do that. This is not our philosophy. Our philosophy is that we love. Once we love Krishna, once we learn how to love Krishna, then we will always remember his lotus feet. When it's conditional based on this or that, this or that. So just like we love our family members. We're all family. So we should love everyone. So love is the center of remembering Krishna's lotus feet. Any more questions or comments? Sriman Bhagavatam ki.